This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. After the recent tabling of the federal government's budget, we had the Penang budget. Both were seen as election budgets by observers. This afternoon, it's Selangor's turn, with Menteri Besar Azmin Alin expected to speak at about 3 p.m. Will this be an election budget too, replete with handouts as expected? On the line is Yin Shao Lung, Strategic Communications Director for the Office of the Menteri Besar of Selangor, and he's on the line to help us understand what's going on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Shao Lung. I want to begin with a statement made by Deputy Chairman of UMNO Selangor and Batangkali Assemblyman, Dato' Mat Nazir Zari Ahmad Dahlan, who is reported in Sinar Harian today as warning the Pakatan government not to claim success in economic growth, that success that he says should in fact be credited to the central government. How do we disaggregate responsibility and credit in a complex matter like economic growth?
Morning, Sharad. Well, I don't know whether Dato' Mat Nazri is an economic expert and is able to assign causality, but everybody can kind of claim their stake, but at the same time, it's undeniable that Selangor, under the leadership of the Pakatan government since 2008, has continued to prosper, and we continue to contribute nearly a quarter of Malaysia's GDP, contrary to predictions from the other side that the economy would collapse should we come to government. I think we've shown that the opposite has been the case.
Observers are also looking at Prime Minister Najib Razak's federal budget, saying that it includes items that will make the ground sweet for Barisan Nasional. This includes a percentage point tax cut for households earning between 20,000 and 70,000, the dismantling of several toll roads in the state of Selangor as well. Is there a concern that the federal budget in some ways undercuts or in some way competes with and will compete with the Selangor budget in terms of giving out goodies or making the ground sweet for either side in this political contest, on the upcoming political contest?
I don't think we're ruffled at all by the options presented by the federal budget, because our budgets, both in previous years and you can expect in this year, have been quite consistent in building upon our principles of social justice, redistributing wealth back to the people, and also building the blocks for a high-tech economic future. So we're going to keep on going steady, and I don't think this year's federal budget, which is rather unholistic in its approach, is really going to take us off track.
Now, before we get to some of the details that you maybe can share prior to the announcements later this afternoon, is the question of who is the target group of that is most given focus in this this budget that's going to be presented today. We looked at Penang. Penang described its budget as a Marhain budget, invoking President Sukarno of Indonesia and the idea of the working class, the working man and woman, in that the word Marhain. Is that going to be the primary focus of this budget?
I think, as I hinted earlier, we're going to have a double focus. We've already got an additional focus on our Peduli Rakyat, or people care programs, which are primarily targeted at the bottom 40 because they need the most economic assistance. But we have programs for everybody. And then we also have programs which will help support Selangor's move into an economic future based on smart technologies and the fourth industrial revolution. So we're not just thinking short term, we're also thinking medium and long term as well.
To what extent, these are in some ways kind of taglines that are used, you know, Industry 4.0 and such, but how much was the last budget successful in uplifting the B40? Do we have numbers coming out from the Selangor government that suggest that its current budget and the policies that are implicit in it are based on evidence that they've gathered over the last couple of years?
I'll do you one better. I'll give you numbers from the federal government, okay? The Federal Department of Statistics just released the Household Income Survey for Malaysia, as well as a focus report on Selangor, and it's shown that between 2014 and 2016, poverty in Selangor dropped to 0.0%, so almost to zero level. There's still a few pockets here and there, but 0.0% is pretty good as far as we're concerned, but it's not enough because there's more that needs to be done to catapult people into the middle class. However, we also note, based on the Stats Department report, rural incomes in Selangor also grew at nearly twice the rate of urban incomes. So they grew around about 12% per year between 2014 and 2016. And we also saw inequality narrow.
To what extent does this budget that's going to be presented today address deficiencies in the previous budget? Do you recognize deficiencies that might have arisen from the policy initiatives of the past?
I won't call them deficiencies. What we're actually going to do, and you'll see later this afternoon quite clearly, is that policies that we maybe pioneered in the last or previous budgets, we are going to consolidate them, we're going to strengthen them and expand the coverage of them. One such case being the Peduli Sehat kind of healthcare policy.
What about, and just the last question for you, Shalong, this morning, what about the middle class? What can the middle classes of Selangor expect from this budget?
You're going to see support for people getting into the middle class. So, for example, you're going to have entrepreneurship support. We've had a very successful launch of an Indian entrepreneurs program last week, very big take-up, and we're going to see more people move into that. The middle class is also going to benefit in terms of that there are going to be more skilled entrants into the job market. We're going to put more effort on TVET training, technical vocational training, and doing that in partnership with industry. And that's going to help address youth unemployment, which is about three times higher than other age groups. We're also going to see some significant support, like I said, on healthcare. We just signed a deal with the National Heart Institute, IJN, to open up a branch in Selangor. So that's going to lead to some significant innovations in cardiac care for the public as well. And also, in terms of those aspiring to get into the middle class, we're going to have a major, major initiative for B40 mothers. I can't say more, but it's going to be something that's going to recognize their role as the key financial managers in the family. And people should just tune in at 3 p.m. For the live streams this afternoon to find out more.
Thank you very much. That was Jean Chalun, Strategic Communications Director from the Selangor Menteri Besar's office, giving us a sense of what's going to be coming up later this afternoon. Remember, you can watch the live announcement of the budget 2018 for Selangor on TV Selangor. We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.